This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex Makovica. We're joined on the phone today by Tyson Nargis. He serves on the Nebraska Wheat Board. And Tyson, you were just part of a roundtable discussion that was held in Lincoln last month. I guess share a little bit more about that event and some of your key takeaways.
Right. So on the 7th, we had a roundtable meeting in Lincoln. And this roundtable was named Wheat Fiber for Rural Wealth and Health. It is a initiative brought forth from a new foundation called the Foundation for Innovation in Healthy Foods. And that foundation is their first real initiative is the Coalition for Grain Fiber. So the grand scheme of this coalition is to bring more fiber to your dinner table by adding those traits into naturally selected wheats. So this table, we sat down from folks from the health industry, dietitians, all the way down to wheat commissions and farmers themselves. So it was a good way to get a broad spectrum of folks together in the same room to talk about how this coalition can get its objectives done.
So Tyson, bringing this back to the Nebraska wheat farmer, what is the practicality of implementing something like that into an operation?
So what's interesting with the grain fiber, it is definitely already in some varieties in Europe. They have found a enzyme or a protein inside that wheat that it actually gets transmitted into fiber in baking products. And so this coalition is trying to figure out how to add this trait into our commodity wheats that you would get from your local seed dealer that you would raise just like commodity wheat. You would put it in the bin, take it to the elevator, and eventually reach itself into the commercial setting where it would be milled and put into breads and flours, baking products, all the above. So for the farmer side of this, the roundtable was discussing what are the best options going forward on trying to get this done at the ground level in terms of getting those acres put in. So for the wheat board's perspective, we have invested some time and energy into this coalition to help this coalition understand what it's going to take at the ground level to get these varieties into the fields. So our role is to kind of help guide the foundation on what are the steps that would take to get farmers to plant these varieties. And so that was kind of the initial talk. There still is some discussion on how that's going to be done. The initial thoughts might be that the producer would buy a certified seed from a dealer and have that cost at a free cost so that you could put it in your field as an incentive to get those acres. That is one idea that is floating out amongst some producers. Some other ideas that were also brought up is how do we incentivize, especially folks in non-traditional wheat country, an example in the eastern part of the state, to put some wheat in between their corn and soybean rotations and incentivizing them instead of desiccating or killing off that wheat to raising it to grain production. So a lot of ideas being floated around, nothing concrete, just trying to get a general sense on what may work. And it's good to have input from a variety of producers to really get a solid plan down the road.
All right, Tyson, insightful. As we round out today's conversation, what else is important to mention on the topic of this Coalition for Grain Fiber Roundtable that we haven't had a chance to touch on?
Well, I guess from being on the wheat board's perspective and looking out for our producers' dollars, that we're carefully, I guess, investing into something a little different, a little new. Wheat is still a very widely spread commodity, widely grown commodity, I should say, that we're taking it carefully and considering what those ramifications could be down the road, but looking for something a little different, a little new, and maybe a little bit out of the norm for a commodity wheat.
Excellent. Tyson Nargis is our guest today. He serves on the Nebraska Wheat Board, discussing that roundtable that was recently held in Lincoln. I'm Alex Makovica for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.